Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
As the Platters bringing us back, one of the classics. Welcome back. Speaking of classics, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And also speaking of classics, Bill Brandt is our guest. Three classics in a row there, Bill.
That's what I keep telling my kids. If classics are defined by age, I'm guilty. So
exactly. That's what I keep telling my kids. I'm not old. I'm classic. Welcome back, folks. Bill
no,
Brandt.
You're just old.
Thank you. Yeah, you sound like my kids. So you have kids too. So don't act like they don't tell
they're,
you.
They're
that
just
too.
Like yours. Trust
yeah.
me.
So Bill and I are talking politics, folks. He's a Democrat operative and very closely connected to the Clinton campaign. And I'm not connected to either one of them, but I have a keen interest in all of this, as I know you do too, folks. So Bill, I want you to talk to us a little bit about a matchup between Clinton and Trump. Now will be a what's the word I want to use?
Dirty.
The term. It'll Lousy. Be dirty. It'll be
yeah,
it'll be a war extraordinaire, won't it?
Yeah, you know, you asked
like
me
we've never seen.
Well, no, I mean, you know, we've seen it before. Fortunately, we tend to shut out the bad. I mean, we've had people, you know, shot on the floor of the U.S.
I don't think the Clintons have ever had anybody who will hit back like Trump does, though.
You know, I got to tell you, going back to your first segment, when you asked me about the stories and the rest of it on Hillary, all of this stuff has been out there for 10, 15, in some cases, 30 years.
Yeah.
What most Americans will admit is there is not, I mean, the newspapers can beat the drum about this, but there's not much more you're going to learn about Hillary or Bill.
Which brings me to the point I make, Bill, when people ask me about the difference in the negatives between Hillary and Donald, and what I say is, and I'm just being objective here, the thing about this that's troublesome, in my opinion, for Hillary, is her negatives are kind of been established.
Yeah,
Donald's
absolutely.
Negatives are fairly new. In the minds of the electorate, Donald's negatives are fairly new, which, in my opinion, means, objectively, those can change easier than Hillary's can change.
I think you're probably right. I will tell you, however, that the level of his negatives, given the language he has used,
yeah.
and
unfortunate.
The groups he... Well, it's not just unfortunate. It is, as you say, never happened before. And so you can walk back a lot of statements, but banning all Muslims... I mean, there are statements where that if you try and walk back, how do you do it? I think that people who dislike Hillary, and it's not going to happen. I think that Trump has started a whole new group of people who dislike. Having said that, I think Trump is a formidable candidate. I remarked earlier that there is a touch of lightning in the bottle.
He can beat her. He can beat her candidate.
Yes, he can.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes,
because
he can.
I do think I'm not saying he will or should. I just think he can.
The answer is yes. And,
so
and at this level, look, he potentially put states that the Democrats hadn't planned to spend money in. Let's talk about New York mm-hmm, in play. Mm-hmm. He obviously has a base of interests in Florida that make it difficult for her in Florida, as you know. And so he's got business interests and other issues. Now, you know, I when you talk about states where minorities hate him. I remark to a lot of people that those minorities are often concentrated in states, California being one, mm-hmm. that are long since going to go for her anyway.
Right.
And so there are people.
It's not going to hurt him that much then.
No, you know, he's done the country a service. My wife goes crazy whenever I say this, but there's been about 30-35% of our population in the last 15-20 years, maybe longer, who think that their interests aren't being spoken to, that people are too politically correct, and we're just not calling people out. He's done that, perhaps in an extremely raucous way. He's allowed this. He's almost like letting the air out of the balloon. He's allowed these people to vent. Now they're going to discover, I think, when they go to vote on these issues, their champion is going to represent 35-40% of the population, not much more. And the good news for the country is they'll get a vote on not being politically correct and on all the stuff people didn't want to say, and they come up short. And that may actually be good for our democracy long term.
No, you know, I think you may be right. But one thing about it, you and I both, I think you'd agree with me. The Republican Party is never going to be the party it was before, and in my opinion. And I don't think the Democrat Party will be either.
I don't know that I'd agree with that. I point out one thing that is very interesting to me about Trump.
You think the Republican Party will go, well if Trump loses, it'll go back to the way it was?
I point out one interesting thing about Trump. He doesn't call himself a conservative.
Right.
He calls himself a Republican.
Right.
It is the others who call themselves conservatives.
I agree.
And by the way, they happen to be. They always put
but
the word conservative.
But all Republicans are not conservative.
Right. And they always put the words conservative before Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get elected. Conservative Republicans aren't going to govern.
In America, you can't do that.
Right. And that's where Rockefeller and Schweiker. So I don't know that the party goes away. Maybe it's
I didn't say it would go away. I just said it would be a lot different.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.